Now lying down on your back, if that's possible, on a mat or on a thick rug, or your bed if it's not too soft. Allow your eyes to close gently if you're comfortable doing so, bringing your arms alongside your body with the palms open to the ceiling if that feels comfortable. Legs outstretched, ankles uncrossed. Feel the body as a whole right now, sensing the support. There's no need to hold your body right now. It's being held by the mat or the floor or the bed. Now slowly bring your attention to the fact that you are breathing. Not changing the breath in any way, but just experiencing the air as it comes into and out of the body. Becoming aware of the abdomen rising as the breath moves into the body and falling as the breath moves out of the body. You're not controlling the breath in any way. Rather, you're just becoming aware of the natural flow of the breath. Noticing that as the breath flows naturally, the abdomen lifts either slightly or to whatever degree it happens to lift with each in-breath, and that the abdomen falls as the breath moves out. Paying attention to the breath moving in and out in this way. Filling the lungs with each in-breath, and on each out-breath, just letting go, letting your body rest more deeply into the mat. And now bring your attention to the toes of the left foot. Rather like your attention being the beam of an adjustable flashlight beam. So narrowing that beam of your attention and bringing it to the toes of the left foot. The big toe. The second toe. The third toe. The fourth toe. And the fifth toe. Becoming aware of any sensations in the toes, perhaps tingling or some sensation of temperature, or perhaps that there are no particular sensations in the toes. And now moving your attention from the toes to the ball of the left foot. The arch. The heel. The top of the foot. And now expanding your attention, much as if you were adjusting the beam of a flashlight to have a wider angle, bring the entire foot into your awareness and explore the foot with your attention, perhaps being aware of the bones of the foot, the sensation of the sock or the air against your skin, perhaps aware of different sensations, throbbing or tingling. And now moving your attention from the foot to the left ankle, perhaps being aware of the bones of the ankle, perhaps throbbing of circulation in the ankle. And And now moving your attention up from the ankle to the left lower leg, exploring the left lower leg with your attention, becoming aware of the bone, calf, the shin, sensation of the skin. Now moving your attention to the left knee, the kneecap, the space behind the kneecap, ligaments, tendons, fully aware of this hinge joint of the body that allows us to bend, move the leg. And now moving your attention up into the left thigh, investigating, exploring the left thigh, the entire area of the left upper leg, the large muscles of the thigh, the skin, whatever sensations come into your awareness. And now becoming aware of the long bone of the thigh as it inserts into the pelvis, and moving your attention across the pelvis to the right side of the pelvis, and then moving your attention down the right leg to the toes of the right foot, narrowing the beam of your attention to become fully aware of the big toe of the right foot, the second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, and the fifth toe, investigating the toes with your awareness, toenails, the skin of the toes, any sensations you may be experiencing from the right toes. And then moving your attention to the ball of the right foot, the arch, the heel, the top of the right foot, and then expanding your awareness, widening the beam of your attention to include the entire right foot, and exploring the foot with your awareness, the bones, muscles, skin, sensations of circulation if you experience any. And now moving your attention to the right ankle, ligaments, tendons, any sensations? And moving up from the right ankle through and all around the right lower leg, sensation of the skin, is it resting against something or is the air moving around it? Muscles, bones, perhaps the sensation of circulation, tingling or throbbing, whatever you notice, not looking for anything, but being aware of whatever appears, of whatever you experience. Now moving your attention to the right knee, the kneecap, the space behind the knee, perhaps being aware of ligaments or tendons, and now moving your attention up into the right thigh, the upper part of the right leg, the large muscles of the thigh, in front, behind, whatever sensations you notice in the right thigh. And now letting the breath fade into the background and focusing your attention on the right upper leg, the bone as it inserts into the pelvis, and becoming aware of the pelvic girdle itself, the front, sides, and the back of the pelvis in the sacral area. Be aware of the pelvis as it supports the organs, the intestines, everything in the lower body. And then become aware of the buttocks resting against the mat or the floor, any sensation from the buttocks, pressure or tightness. Then moving forward to notice the anal area, the genital area, the groin, the lower abdomen. Aware of any sensations in the lower abdomen, perhaps aware of sensations of the lower intestines or the bladder. Then moving the attention around again to the back and the lower portion of the torso, being aware of the lower back, the middle back, the middle part of the abdomen and the stomach area. Aware of any sensations, perhaps sensations of the small intestines, the stomach itself, the liver or gallbladder. And then moving the attention back around the body to the spine, becoming aware of the middle back and the upper back, the spine itself, the long muscles along the spine, and the muscles that move around from the spine to the front of the body, supporting and holding the abdominal contents. Aware of muscles in the upper back, the chest wall. Now moving attention around to the front of the chest, to the rib cage, and becoming aware of the lungs within the rib cage, the heart, perhaps becoming aware of the beating of the heart. And now moving the attention up to the shoulders, the left shoulder, down the left arm into the fingers of the left hand, narrowing the beam of your attention and focusing it on the fingers of the left hand, the thumb, the forefinger, the middle finger, the fourth finger, and the pinky. Fully aware of any sensations in the fingers of the left hand. And then moving your attention from the fingers to the palm, to the back of the hand, and then expanding the beam of your attention to include the entire left hand, aware of all the bones in the hand, the fingers, the knuckles, any sensations in the left hand. And then moving your attention to the left wrist. Perhaps becoming aware of the pulse in the left wrist. Then moving your attention from the wrist up through the left forearm. Perhaps becoming aware of the bones in the left forearm, the muscles, the sensation of the skin, perhaps some sensation of throbbing or tingling, or just becoming aware that you're not experiencing any sensation. And now moving your attention to the elbow, another hinge joint of the body, enabling us to move the arm. And moving your attention to the left upper arm, the muscles in the front and the back of the upper arm, the bone of the upper arm. Whatever sensations come into your awareness from the left upper arm. And now moving your attention into the left shoulder joint, where the bone of the upper arm inserts into the shoulder. Then moving your attention across the shoulder, across the neck, into the right shoulder, down the right arm to the fingers of the right hand. And again, narrowing the beam of your attention to include just the fingers of the right hand, the thumb, the forefinger, the middle finger, the fourth finger, and the fifth finger. Really exploring the fingers of the right hand with your attention. The fingernails, the knuckles, the bones of the fingers. Then moving your attention to the palm of the right hand. The back of the right hand. Then opening the beam of your awareness to include the entire right hand. Any sensations? What do you notice as you explore the right hand? Then moving your attention to the right wrist, the bones, perhaps noticing the tendons of the wrist. Perhaps noticing the pulse in the wrist. Then moving your attention from the right wrist up through the right forearm, exploring skin, muscles, bones, sensations. And moving your attention to the right elbow, the inside of the elbow, the bones, ligaments, and tendons that enable the arm to move. Now moving your attention from the elbow up through the right upper arm, the muscles, bone, circulation, whatever sensations appear. Moving your attention up to the right shoulder. Then becoming aware of the back of the neck, the sides, the front of the neck, aware of the trachea or windpipe, then moving your attention into the jaw, aware of the jaw hinge, the mouth, the gums and the teeth, and the tongue, and the palate or roof of the mouth, the cheeks, the nose, the ears, aware of the opening of the ears joining outside and inside, the back of the head touching the mat or the cushion, then moving the attention around to the temples, the eyes, the eyes resting in their sockets, the eyelids, the eyebrows, the forehead, the top of the head, becoming aware as you lie here, fully experiencing the body and the breath as it moves into, throughout, and out of the body. Becoming aware that this acceptance and this stillness is itself healing. Lying here, allowing the universe to be as it is, beyond personal fears, beyond a mind that wants things a certain way, seeing yourself as complete right now, just as you are. Experiencing being totally awake, complete, whole, right now, and experiencing being part of the whole as we lie here in stillness, awake, relaxed, and complete. And now bringing our awareness back into the room and beginning to move the fingers and toes, moving, stretching in any way that feels right to you, bringing your attention back to your surroundings, moving, stretching. And as you feel ready, opening your eyes and allowing the centeredness and calmness to stay with you as you resume all the activities of your daily life. You might want to congratulate yourself, remembering that this state of clarity and relaxation is accessible to you by simply attending to the in-breath and the out-breath at any time throughout the day. Allow it to be a source of energy and strength for yourself and for those who share your world. Let it provide a source of balance and well-being from which you may make important decisions and take appropriate actions in your life. This ends the body scan meditation.